up to the beginning of Perek Sheni. Yishahofach es Zesof. Person started to process his olives. The Iru Avil. And he became an Avil. An Avil's not allowed to do work. How to learn this Mishnah exactly depends on the Gemara. There's two Lishonos in the Gemara. One way of learning is that this purse part has nothing to do with Cholamoid. It's about Malach of Avil, that a person's not allowed to do Malach when he's an Avil. And he started processing his olives, and we'll see that if he doesn't continue, it's going to be a loss. Still, what's it called? Onus, or some other onus happened, and he couldn't continue. Right? Oshi to poali. Or he had hired workers, and they fooled him, and they didn't show up. So he's stuck now with these, what's it called, the olives that need the process to be finished, otherwise it's going to be a loss to him. Toein Kora Rishona, so now, an Chol HaMoed, right? Toein Kora Rishona, Meinich LaAchar HaMoed. So he can take away the major loss by pressing the initial oil for the olives, and after that he has to stop the process, since whatever happens after that is not going to be a great loss, and wait till after Chol HaMoed. Okay. According to this, the Mishnah didn't explain what happens if the guy's an Avil. Can he take the Korah or not? Chol HaMoed, yes. Avila doesn't say. Gemara is going to speak about that. Another way of learning the Mishnah is that these things happened before Chol HaMoed. The person was ready to process his olives before Chol HaMoed, for Yom Tov, and then he became an Avil, so he couldn't do it. Or some onus happened. Or his workers didn't show up. Now he's stuck on Chol HaMoed, and he doesn't have what's it called, he didn't plan it like that. He planned to finish it before Yom Tov. But one of these things happened that prevented him from finishing it. So now, the Shaila is, what can he do on Chol HaMoed? Right, so the actual question over here is the Inyan of Avil, a separate Inyan, to do with that an Avil's not allowed to do work? Or is it connected to the fact that this happened before Chol HaMoed, and the Mela, they put him in a position where now if he doesn't do something on Chol HaMoed, it's going to be a loss. That's the Shaila of how to learn this mission. Rashi, well, one second, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. That you can only do the initial stage which will save the major loss. You can't do anything after that. Rabbi Yossi Omer Zolei Tegomer V'Gof Kedarko. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, once you start, you can finish. Even if it's not a great loss, once you're about to start the process, you can finish the whole process and barrel it and close the barrels. Okay. So says the shayla over here, goth. Goth usually means to seal the barrels. Or you don't have to seal the barrels till after you. So says you have to close the barrels, the things don't fall into it, or shrotzen don't get into it, or whatever. So close the barrels for sure you can. Shayla is whether you can seal the barrels or not. You prepared your olives to press them in the olive press, and to get the oil. The Iru Avil, the Shari Mosa Shona. So Rashi says the way to learn this Mishnah is that it's talking about not Chol HaMoed. So Stam. Now a person became an Avil. Shalos Samach L'Regel. Nothing to do with the regel. Not like the second way we explained, the first way we explained. Now, since you're an Avil, you can't, what's it called, work on Chol HaMoed. So you can't press your olives. You can't work when you're an Avil. Lefisha Avil Asher Basiyas Malach. Oh, Onis. Hainu Mil Sachrisa. Now a new thing. Or it's talking before Chol HaMoed, and something happened that prevented you from finishing or even starting the process of pressing your olives before Yom Tov. Kolomer Mishahafet HaZesot Neharegel. The Iru Onis V'loha Yochol Litnim Agabe Vesabad V'Haregel. And now it's Yom Tov, and now if you don't bring Chol HaMoed, it's going to be a loss. Oh, she told Paulie, she hisker litnam al gavi beisabad. He hired workers to press his olives, call them haregel before Yom Tov. Below bomb, they never showed up. Toin kori shonus, Rabbi Yehuda holds klomar nosen al gavi beisabad, but regel the sochid alei makora pamachas. You press the initial oil out of the olives on Chol HaMoed. The ilo avi hachi ikup save the yaseret. If you don't do that, then it's going to be a very big loss.
Because if you already have the olives prepared for pressing and you don't press them, the oil goes bad. You leave them in the olive press until after Chol HaMoed, until after Yontif, and then you continue pressing. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, you finish the whole process. Once you started, you can finish. Anything you pour is called ziluf. Ziluf usually means to spray, right? But the pouring of liquid is called ziluf. Okay. The Mishnah starts out talking about Avil and doesn't tell you what the halach is by Avil. It says, if this happened when you were in Avil, it doesn't tell you what the halach is. And then it goes on to Chol HaMoed and tells you what the halach is by Chol HaMoed, that Rabbi Yehuda holds you can start the process, and Rabbi Yossi says you can even finish the whole process. Mishnah B'davka said it like this to tell me that if it happened when you were in Avil, it's Asr. There's no heter of Pseidah by an Avil. But by Chol HaMoed, there's a heter of Pseidah, of Dabar HaAvid. Right? So that's what Rav Shesha says. Rav Ashi Amar, lo mi boi yikomer. Rav Ashi says no, that the Mishnah is a continuation. Lo mi boi dimei Avlo, dimei the Rabbanan hu v'shori. Surely, by Avil, the Yisra Malach is only the Rabbanan. It's not even Nasmachta from the Torah. Right? It's purely the Rabbanan. So surely there, if there's going to be a loss, the Rabbanan will matter you to do whatever you have to do. Elafilu b'moi, Yisra Malach m'doraisa. But even Chol HaMoed was Nisr Doraisa. We learned already that could be, it doesn't mean Mamish Doraisa. There are some Rishonim who say Chol HaMoed is Mamish Nisr Doraisa, just that the Rabbanan were the ones who decided, the Torah left it up to the Rabbanan to decide which Malachas are us and which ones not, but the Isra is an Isra Doraisa. Or no, it's only the Rabbanan, but at least there's an Asmachta in the Torah. Right? Torah hints to such a fact. It's not a Torah halacha, it's only a rabbinic halacha. But it's a rabbinic halacha that has an Asmachta in the Torah, makes it stronger. Okay. So, this is Malach the Raisa, but Makam say the Shor Rabbanan. Right? Surely, the Avil, which is only the Rabbanan, if they were matur by Chol HaMoed, surely they were matur by Avil. So, Machlok is here, whether an Avil is allowed to what's it called, work the makom seder or not? Rashi. Pasach be'evil v'sim b'moi. D'tani mishahotach hazeis of the iru evil. Velo pirishim yochel liton korah b'averus b'moi. It doesn't say what he can do. Then it goes on to the halachas of Chol HaMoed, and there it says that he can, according to Rabbi Yehuda, start the process. According to Rabbi Yossi, finish the process. Elamile d'moi kaparish. Then it goes on and explains the halachas of Chol HaMoed. V'chi iru lo kodem b'moi. Onis tonic toing kore rishol b'moi. Asur me'evel kolomer lahachi lo parish. That's why he didn't explain by Avil. It's to contrast it to Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, this is mutter, but Avil wouldn't be mutter. So asur lo liton afilu kore rishol b'me'evel. And l'chora, what's the svara? L'chora, Rav Ashi's right. If something that has an asmachta at least, or is deraisa is mutter, surely the rabbanon, Avil is worse. Either because one shot they say is then Avil only he's Osir, so somebody else can do it for him, which we'll see that's the halacha. Somebody else can do the work for him, he doesn't have to do it himself. But Chol HaMoed, everybody's Osir, nobody else to do it for you. Right, so therefore they were matur on Chol HaMoed, but they weren't matur by Avil. Also an Avil, they were afraid that he'd be mezalzel more in his Avelis, since it's only the Rabbanan. Sometimes something that's less chomor, the Rabbanan are more machmer because the person mezalzel more. Chol HaMoed, they weren't afraid of mezalzel so much that they would matter him the makom seder. Okay. Tanya kavasid Rav Shesha Bravidi. It's a braisa that says like Rav Shesha that an Avil is not allowed himself to do work even the makom seder, even where there's a dabar ha'avid. Where do we see that? Eilu dvarim ha'osim la'avil b'me'avil. These are the things you're allowed to do for an avil that he's not allowed to do for himself. Zeisof ha'fuchin. Right? He already turns his olives into the olive press. And now if he doesn't continue, it's going to be a loss. Right? So you can do it for him. To'anim lo. So you press the olives for it. The kadu loguf, right? He has a barrel that needs to be sealed. If it's not sealed, it's going to be a loss. Pishtonu lahalus min amisra. He has pishton soaking in a vat. If he doesn't take it out, it's going to get ruined. Chimro v'halos min ayora. He has wool that's in a vat that's being dyed. You don't take it out, it's going to be ruined. Umarbitz, all these things you can do for an oval. He can't do them for himself, but you do it for him. Umarbitz and sodeo mishtagia on the samayim. You can irrigate his field when it comes time to be irrigated. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda omer, av zorin lo sodem near the sodeo omeris mpishtah. Rabbi Yehuda says, even something that's not such a big loss, you can even plant his field that is a fallow field. Okay? And also a sada that's omade to plant pishtun, and the time, the season comes for planting pishtun, and if you don't plant it now, you won't be able to plant it later. You can do that too. Amru lo, the Chachamim argue on this last two things, because this is not a great loss. Im lo shizra b'bachir, tizra b'bachir. Lamaisa, planting the field now is not going to cause him a loss, because if you don't plant it early, you'll plant it late. It's still plantable. It's not an irretrievable loss. It's a little bit of a loss. That you can't do. And, in lo sizra pishtun, tizra menachem. If the season for planting pishtun goes by, you'll plant something else. So, it's not a great loss, therefore the Rabbanan holds you can't do it for him, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you can. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer, zeisof hapuchet, the ancient woman Elohu. What happens though, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if he has his zeisin ready to be pressed, and he became an oval, and there's nobody else who can do it for him. He's the only one who knows how to do it. Same thing, the barrel has to be sealed and nobody else can do it. Elohu. You have to take out the pishton from the vat or the wool from the place where it's being dyed. And no one else knows how to do it except him. There's nobody else around. Then the shaila is, can he do it himself or not? He should do it himself privately. Yes, Rav Kain, Om Rav Shim Gamliel. And Rav Shim Gamliel added to that, Im Hayo Umin L'Rabbi. If he was somebody that people needed, he was a barber, sopper, balan, a bathhouse attendant, right? Balan L'Rabbi. The Higia Eis Harego, and he's an oval. And now it comes Chol HaMoed, and people need haircuts. And people need to take baths. They only took baths around Yom Tov time. What? For Yom Tov, right. For Yom Tov. So people need now haircuts before Yom Tov, and they need what baths before Yom Tov. The Einsham Umen Elohu, he's the only barber in town. Harizah Yasa, he's allowed to, what's it called, do his work. Because it's Sorchei Rabin. It's a Rabin's thing. The Torah doesn't pass him like this. The Torah will be passing with Rav Shimon Gamliel in the first halacha, that if there's no one else around, he can do it himself. Okay? Unlike the beginning of the Braisa, that says that he has to have somebody else do the work for him. But in the extra thing, that if the Rabin needs him, right, then he's still not allowed to work. Okay. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Lomi boy be meavlo. Ravashi says, no, it's not to tell me that the oval is usher b'makom seder. Just the opposite. Right? Surely the ain isur b'malacha on the rabbanon, the isur malacha on b'ain oval is purely the rabbanon. Surely ton karushon. Surely there you're allowed to. He's allowed to, what's it called, to start the process at least according to Rabbi Yehuda and finish it according to Rabbi Yosi. Elafilu choloshomoy. The asira b'malacha on the raisa. Rashi sheet is that. The malachas cholamoy is also min ator. I deceive eschag hamatzos tishmor shivas yomi limer al kol achag shuasa. That we learn from sukim that cholamoy is also min ator. And again, some rishonim learn that those sukim are only nasmachta. They're not really a Torah law, but it's a rabbinic law that has a shorish from the Torah, is a more strict rabbinic law. The makom say the shorav only to kol rishonah, right? So surely by oval, ha'osin la'oval la'evil acherim, aber who also in olos rasha. So the Brisa says that by an oval, even b'makom seder, he's not allowed to do it. Other people can do it for him. Kada lakuk megopas achodes. That's sealing the barrel. The zeisav apuchim nosin olsin al beis abad. The torn lo korishov. If already he started the process, he didn't start the process. but he had his olives already poured into the olive press, and if he doesn't start pressing them, there's going to be a tremendous loss. So then, if there's nobody else to do it, he can do it. That's what Shimon Gamliel says. He lechatzila can't do it. Haynu k'Rav Sheisha, and this beginning of the brayso goes with Rav Sheisha, because according to Rav Ashi, just like they were matir on Chol HaMoed, they were matir on Avil also. So why can't he do it? According to Rav Sheisha, right, they asked an Avil to do it himself, but they permitted other people to do it for him, right? And we said that's one of the reasons why they asked it for himself, because it's possible to do by other people. Right, Avil who asked Meinu also, Haynu k'Rav Sheisha. Devarim amutar b'chol shemoy asur me'efel. But even though it's mutar on chol shemoy, it's asur when you're an ov. Pishtan alaus ben amisra kohani ispu pseva ilavid. All these things, you don't take them out of the vat. You don't do these things. It's a big loss. Mishetagia onas hamayim shelo. If this field, the time comes to irrigate the field, you can irrigate his field for him too. Shegias manu lahashkos asadet. And the minig was that one person, they would go on a rotation basis to irrigate all the fields in the area. So everybody didn't have to irrigate their own personal field alone. They would irrigate all the fields in that area. So when his turn came up, other people do it for him. Saw the near, saw the harusha. Saw the near is a field that's been plowed. So you're allowed to plant that. Since you plowed it already, it'd be a loss if you didn't plant it now. So you could plant it. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So the medicine pishta. What? You're going to go a year now without planting. You're going to have time that you won't be able to have a crop from the field. You spent all the time plowing it and you're not going to use it. So you go fallow. Yeah. It's what's it called? You have a field that's ill made to what's it called to plant. So you're losing uses of your field. So the Halmedes of Kishton, Shimlo Sizra Asher Mikan Delech in a royal Kishton. Or if it's a field that's set aside for planting flax, and the time for planting flax came, and if you wait, you're not going to be able to plant flax. You can't plant it all year. There's certain times when you can plant. Amrulov, Sizra Southern year, Sizra Kishton. Chachom, oh no, that's not called a loss. Because if you don't plant it now, you plant it a little bit later. You're not going to lose the usage of the field. You just delay a little bit. It's not a big loss. You plant it a little bit later. You lose that time of the crop, but you won't lose a whole crop. Okay, Balon, Shomer Beis Amerchot. So Balon is a bathhouse attendant. Umisham Shomer Beis Amerchot. He's the person who attends to the people in the bathhouse. And he gets paid for it. Now comes Yontif, everybody needs baths, they need haircuts. He's the only guy around, he's allowed to do it. Even this like Seda, the economic Tzorek Rab, he's going to have a loss of his livelihood. And the Rabbin needs him. Put the two things together, and that's okay. The Logos Inoch Betzina, the Harabin, here you can't do a Betzina. How can he bathe people privately or give haircuts privately? This is a Devar Shul Barab. Okay, let's go on. Ha'arisan v'ha'chakirin v'ha'kablonim hari elu yasu acherim b'shvilan. Somebody who's an artist, a sharecropper, right? Or he's a kablan, right? He's building somebody's house. And now he's an avo, he's an avo. So, other people can do the work for him. He can't work on the house. Other people can do it for him because he's causing a loss to the person who hired him. Rashi, harisim mekabli asodos l'shonim l'shlish u'rviyah. Right, the mechtsa l'shlish u'rviyah. Should say that's usually what the lashon is. Right, he accepts a field, a sharecropper, and he gets a portion of the produce. Okay, that's the deal. Right, whatever he produces, he gets half, a quarter, a third, or whatever. Okay. A chakir is a different kind of sharecropper. He gets a set amount no matter what he produces. He gets more, he produces more, he still gets the same set amount. He produces less, he still gets the same set amount. That's a chakir. Shekiva l'shmira l'ovda l'skum kach v'kach kurin an yinosim chominena. It's a set, fixed amount. It's not a percentage of the produce. this skumkach the kach, or a kavlan who's watching fields, and he gets a set wage for the whole planting season. Ben yahar biomat, makes no difference if it's a lot or a little. Elu yasu achir mishvilam. So here, if he doesn't do his work, his employer is going to lose. So therefore, he has other people do the work for him. But hagamolim, hachamorim, the hagamolim, the hasafonim, harilu lo yasu. But people who hire gamolim, saponim, harilu lo yasu. Lo yaskiru lechatzilu. Yisham molocha shavahemu. But people who hire themselves out as donkey drivers or camel drivers or whatever, they can't work when they're an avo because it's their own thing and they're only losing profit. They're not losing anything from the principal, and therefore they're not allowed to work when they're an avo. Even other people can't work for them, so they'll lose a little bit of profit. But if they already were hired out by others who need them to drive their camels or their donkeys or whatever, then since they're causing a loss to somebody else, they don't work, they're going to have a hard time finding other people to do the work, right? They're going to, the employer is going to lose out, therefore they're allowed to, what's it called, therefore other people can pitch in for them. Sphere yom, the guy is a day worker. Even if he's working in a city where they don't know he's an avo, so it's not such a zulzul in zavelis because nobody knows he's an avo. Still, he's not allowed. Lo yas can't do work because again, it's not a big loss. Right? If he has other people's work in his hands, right? And again, he's a day worker. So it's not a big loss for those people. So one day, anyway, he could stop working in the middle of the day if he wanted to. So what are we talking about? A half a day's work that the guy's losing. That's not enough to permit other people to do the work for him. Even if he did it, the kibolus, even if he's a contractor, now he's not getting paid for the time. He's getting paid for the work. Still, it's awesome. Mar says, "Apal pi shekibolus, lo mikvoyes sheinik kibolus." Right. Mashma, that if it's contracted, right, that's more of a reason to say it's osur. And surely if it's not contracted, it's the opposite. There's more of a reason to say it's mutter if it's a contract than if it's he's working per deal. Adarabba, kibolus kididegami. If he's a contractor, it's his own work. Right? It's like he's doing his own thing. If he's being paid by the day, then he's doing somebody else's work. Because it's not a bigger, what's it called, reason to be matur by kibolus. It's more of osur by kibolus. But either way, it's osur. That's what it should say. Lo yas. He has other people's work that he's doing, and they're going to have a loss. He can't do it in his house, but he can do it somewhere else. Right? His house, it's more obvious, he's an awful. Do it somewhere else. Okay. Rashi. If they were hired out to other people, they or their animals, and they were hired out for a month or 2 months, then it's a big loss. So then other people can do the work for them. Then they can go and work because it's a big loss, so they shouldn't lose all of their livelihood. And also it's a loss for the people who hired them. Both things together that permits it. They're the ones who are hired out, so there's nobody else to do the work. If they get somebody else to do the work, they're not going to get paid. But an aris can have somebody else do the work and he'll still get his profit. They have all this character. That's why by agriculture, right, he's in charge. He has somebody work for him, pay him a small amount, just will, in the end of the season, get his profit. Sphir yom echot. If he's only hired out for one day, even if he's in a different city, and nobody knows it's a novel, so it's not a zilzul and zavelas, since a day worker can stop working in the middle of the day, it's not an evid, and he can quit. He's allowed to quit. Hold the other lousy, because I'm reading him. Poel closer, I feel the b'chatsi ayom. The lack of shele kula had mele. We're talking about a half a day's work. That much we didn't permit. So, but he has other people's work. He's a tailor, and he's commissioned to sew somebody a suit. Since he's working not by to finish at a certain time, he's being paid for the job, so he can do the job a little bit later. The mailer was not a loss, so I'll get a suit a week later. It's not a great loss. Therefore, what's it called? He can't work. Right, and even if what's it called, he's working for somebody else, right, and he's being paid by the job, not allowed to work. Right, Gemara says it would seem from here that if you're working as a contractor, that's worse. That's better than if you're working stam for somebody else being paid by the time. Just the opposite. If you're working as a contractor, it's like your malacha. It's worse. If you're working for somebody else, it's their malacha. You're just doing their work. So it's more of a svar to say it's mutter. It's not your work on a day. Still it's lost. Surely if you're doing it and you're the contractor, it's like your work. The day social avalu yasu also. So in these situations where you're allowed to do it, you can do it not in your house, but outside. Other people can do it for him, not in his house. Because if they do it in the house, they think that he's helping. So other people can do it in their house or another house, but not in the house of the other. Or also they may think that he hired this worker during the time he was in Avil. They won't know that he didn't hire him when he was in Avil. Right, the guy's coming in and pitching for him. Okay. Marion Bered the Ravin, Marion the son of Ravin, Umar Bered Ravacha Bered the Rava, Haviluhu Hahu Gamla the Torah Bhagavadi. They had a pair of oxen that they shared for plowing. Isra Bein Nilsa Bemar Bered Ravacha Bered the Rava. So Mar Bered the Ravacha, the son of Rava, Rava's grandson, became an Avil. He took away his ox. He didn't want his ox working for him when he was an Avil. And because he took away the ox, he caused the other guy a loss too, because you can't plow with one ox. You need both. Omer Ravashi, Gavra Rava, Tamar Bered the Ravacha, Avi Hafi. A great person like you did this. You want to be mavater on your pseid of not plowing your field, but you're causing a loss to your partner. You're not choshish for somebody else's pseid. Here's a case that if you don't plow, like we said before, you're going to lose the crop. So you're causing your partner a loss. You want to be mavater on your loss is one thing. How can you mavater on your partner's loss? That if it's rented out to somebody, right, other people can do the malacha for it, right? Husav or adam chashuv shani. He held that that's only for a regular person. But in adam chashuv, people will come to learn from him to be makel even more and mezalzel and avelis. Therefore, it's awesome. So shaila in the achronim. Okay, so now he has to use an adam chashuv. So really, nikar adin, he's allowed to have the plowing done, but he's an adam chashuv, so he chooses not. So does he have to pay the other guy for the loss? Why should I suffer? Because you're not a chashuv. Mikra din, it's okay. So some hold in a chanami. He has to be, if I'd say, the partner, because really mikra din, it's okay. It's not your fault that I happen to be a chashuv. So Nela, he has to pay. Others hold no. Since the ma'is of the halacha is by a chashuv, that he's not allowed to do it, it's not my fault. I can't blame you for being a chashuv, and therefore, he doesn't have to pay him to make up for the loss. That's not often. Other chashuv is different.
Why can't the partner use the ox and he just won't take the profit from it?
No, because they can't let your work. See, ladies, you can't. Yeah, that's it. Just like on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't work, you can't let your animal work.
The fakir, the runners, the sharecropper, we understand, like they split the produce. the kaplanus is that he gets paid a certain amount by the landowner to work the land and make a lot of money. And the chafir is the other way. The chafir, the family, I don't know, like leasing in Hebrew, that he has to pay the owners a set amount.
And he gets the whole produce. I hear, that's right. Right. He gets the whole produce, and he pays the owner a certain set amount, right, from the thing.
Right, not a percentage, a fixed amount.
Right, right.